All right. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Jesse Korn, and I'm excited to support you today to rock your offers. Good to see everybody. Just looking around who we have here. Fantastic. All right. So what I get excited about when it comes to offers is the possibility of transforming someone's life in two ways. One is in being a model of an offer that's both effective as well as heartfelt, number one, because I think the world needs more models of heart-based people making heart-based offers. And number two, the transformation that's possible for yourself, which is, you know, standing in your value, standing in the tension of making an offer, standing in the heat of the discomfort as people make a decision that could potentially change their life for the better, or from their perspective for the worse. Although I believe that there are no accidents, so even if they say yes and they regret it later, there was a huge lesson for them to get in that decision that they made. And it was not by accident. It was divinely orchestrated. So there's the transformation of standing in your power, standing in the heat, standing in the tension, and having to say, I am valuable and what I offer is good. And I believe in it. And I invite you to believe in it as well. That takes a certain level of mastery and faith to be able to do that. So I love offers for that reason. And then I love offers for the ability to change the people's lives who take you up on it. So there's a lot of great reasons to make offers. And this call is designed to go through a few offers, two or three, depending on time, and to support you to give yourself the best shot at getting the most clients in the most powerful and heartfelt way possible. So I'm looking at the chat here. Any questions before we begin? Questions before we begin? All right. Okay. All right, sweet. So Pamela is starting a question. Molly said, will there be a recording? That is a great question. Meg said, yes, Molly, I am recording. So Meg is our amazing client care extraordinaire. Awesome. And Pamela, are you writing a question? Said Jesse, question. Oh, there we go. Are we discussing the content of the offer at all, or is this just presentation? So for this call, what we're doing is either delivering the offer and I'm giving you feedback real time, or I'm taking a recording. A couple of people sent in a recording, and I'm gonna go through the recording, pause it, and just kind of see what we're left with in terms of feedback. And we'll be doing two more of these calls over the next several months. Okay, so I see you, John. You said, I have my three-day event happening this weekend. I would greatly appreciate any feedback on the video I sent you. I'm happy to observe the next two calls. I just really appreciate feedback on this one. John, I get it. All right, John, there you are. Appreciate your passion, your desire, and yes, why don't we go ahead and start with you. So, John, there you are.
Hey, Jesse.
All right, sweet. Exciting. All right, there's nothing like a three-day event that's coming in the near future that gets my heart pumping a little bit and gets me ready to go into go time. So, first of all, how are you feeling about the event and the offer?
I got the heart pumping and I got the stomach clenching. I would say those are the two primary sensations.
Okay.
One great thing is that this is an event I've been leading for 2 years now. Okay. And I've done, this will be my 9th time doing this. Every time, yeah, and every time out, I feel like I didn't quite nail the offer. Even if the sales were pretty good, I still feel I could be doing better. And when I signed up for this at the JV retreat, this is what was on my mind. It was like, I want to do this offer even better and really find a way that is like my own unique expression, doesn't feel like derivative of anyone, that really feels a lot more heart-based, all things that I admire about you, like that when I first met you, I want to be able to create that experience, my own version of that for my people.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so I have your offer right here and I'm going to play it in just a moment, but before I do, what's typical sales conversion and what's your best that you've ever gotten so far?
So in terms of number of people in the room, one thing is we keep it fairly intimate because I'm still enrolling one-on-one into the weekend. It's 1500 for the weekend. And so at this one, we have just 15 people at the event. And what's common is to have one out of three will join us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So typically if you have 15 people, then 5 of those people will continue. And what's the price point?
It's fluctuated a bit. So last time I did a 15,000 full pay, 18,000 payment plan for the 1 year. I had a strong attrition rate, which really was unfortunate. I had 7 people sign up, but not even for like that package. People were like, oh, it's so expensive. Can we chop it up where you do just the events or just the one-on-one? And so I don't feel like I navigated that as well as I could. Maybe I didn't dissolve all the concerns that I needed to. That's something else I want to get stronger with. What else can I say about that? I feel that with the fact this is not a scholarship event, that I have a strong one-on-one relationship with people before they come into the event. I've been leading calls with them, and by the time they're there, they've invested $1,500. I think the conversion rate should be higher because they're the right people as far as I'm concerned. And if they got to this point, then they would probably benefit from having a whole year of support. A lot of them would. I would say more like at least half would benefit from it. The biggest concerns are around the money thing. And I'm working with other coaches right now. Those are the two by far most common. And I feel I'm not doing the strongest job of dissolving that. Even just dissolving money concerns in general, I still like develop a story about them. Oh, you're playing small. And then that's poisonous, as we all know, once I get into that space. So if I could just really come from the heart and dissolve these objections or concerns earlier on, that's one area of mastery I'm looking to develop.
Okay. Okay. So just to recap what I heard you say. So we have, there's some background noise. I'm not sure if you can.
I'll mute myself when I'm not speaking. I'm at a cafe. Sorry.
Okay. So just to recap, I think there's a few things going on. One is congratulations on, you know, it takes a lot of boldness, courage, and faith in yourself to make a $15,000 to $18,000 offer. So congratulations on that. So if you had 7 people sign up for that, but you said you ended up chopping it down. But anyways, I just want to let you know you're doing great, John. You're really doing great. Like yes, we're gonna work on tweaking a little bit, but we have a great foundation for where we're starting. What I don't want to do is collapse a lot of different things, because what you did was you talked about like 4 different skills that that impact the money that's actually coming into your company. I just want to break them down for everybody because I think this will be really helpful. So one is transforming concerns, dissolving concerns around money, and I'm already working with other people. Now that kind of stuff you're going to be doing before the offer happens, hopefully, through stories that you tell and exercises that you do and ways that you build that into the content. And we'll talk about that more at Six Figure Speaker 2. So that's one skill. So I just want to separate that out. Then there's the offer itself, which you're getting 33% at you know, at a pretty high price point. So I just want to let you know, that's really, really good. Like they're, you know, I've led the summit over 70 times. If we hit 33%, we're feeling good about it. We have hit 40%, we've hit 50%. But that's like, that's when we knock it out of the park. And, you know, we have a lot more under our belt than you do at this point. It's not better, it's not worse, but I just want you to be gentle with yourself, because I know, you know, from knowing you over the years, I know you can be really hard on yourself. And I just want to let you know what you're doing is pretty amazing. So just like if you get nothing else, that might be one of the biggest things that you get, is like, I'm good enough, I'm doing well enough, etc. So that's the second thing. The third thing is, once you make the offer, the skill of standing by your offer and trusting that it's a good enough offer to say, I'm sorry, I don't break it up. If you want to have a package A and a package B, I do recommend doing that. I do recommend, you know, if you have a $15,000 offer, maybe having a lesser version, not lesser version, but a less features involved version as package A that you sell for $5,000 or $7,000 or something, so that you don't have to be haggling or negotiating in the back of the room. In other words, you already have the two options. And I think it's a really good idea to stick to those two options, because once you start negotiating with people in the back of the room, what we found in the past when we used to do some of that is that, you know, we would do it out of fear, out of scarcity, that they would say no. And then we would continue negotiating for a year with them as they realized that, you know, oh, you know, this is all negotiable. So we're going to just continue to negotiate with John and John's company, because they're so heartfelt and they care about me, and, you know, they want to meet my needs all the time. So I recommend having two packages and sticking by those two packages. And then the last thing that you talked about is retention, which is a whole other skill. and, you know, we've learned a lot about that over the years, and, you know, and I have a lot to say, and that could actually be a topic that we continue, that we talk about at Speaker 2, because, you know, it's great if you get 7 signups out of 15, but if 3 of them cancel, or 4 of them cancel before their contract is up, you know, it's not quite as sexy as it sounded when you first made the sale. Okay, so I just want to uncollapse that, because you talked about a lot of different things, and these are all skills. These are all, you know, worthy of mastering. And I just want, you know, for this call, it's about the offer, and I just want to focus on that, because the offer itself is, you know, a big enough chunk to work on. Okay, so any last thoughts about that, John, before I start playing your video?
No, I'm excited to do this. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. So let me see if I can pull it up and then share my screen here. All right. Okay. All right. Share screen. All right. And then we got Holly's pulled up for later, and then we got this. All right.
So we covered a lot.
Okay. So, Meg, can you just give me a confirmation that you guys can see and hear what's going on here?
It's playing perfect, Jesse.
Okay. So we're all good. Let me know if somehow it's not. Okay. So John, we're going to take it away, John.
We've gone really deep with all the information.
Uh-oh. The file cannot be previewed. All right. Let's see here. Why is that happening? Let's
see. Okay. and some really powerful breakthroughs you have had on stage. What I also love that I've seen truly is the community that's been created out there, and truly relationships for life. And this is always what I envision when I create a speaker venture. And I know too that unless you get ongoing support beyond this weekend, it can be very difficult to master everything that we've covered. One weekend is simply not enough. Monday is going to hit. And the reality is that you're either going to have ongoing support beyond this weekend or you're not. And what I've noticed is that people who don't have ongoing support will just have a tougher time of it. That mastering your signature talk, mastering the one-on-one sales process, knowing how to host all events and folks speaking case, it just doesn't happen for them as easily. So whether you get support with us or with someone else, I do at least want to make the opportunity available for you to get support with us. Would that be all right? Okay, thank you. So I'll share with you our journey system. And what this is really dedicated to is that you double your income across this next year, at least. That you'll be able to speak on stages at least 2 times per month with rooms of 20 people or more. That you'll be able to earn at least $10,000 from each speaking engagement that you do. And that you evolve into your greatest expression as a leader, be able to break through in self-confidence, in your spirituality, and being able to connect with anyone and everyone in a place of love. And that you truly transform more lives than you ever have before. That's what we're up to on the journey. So let's go through these packets together. So as you see, all of this has a value of $114,000. Now, let's consider that. I know that a lot of people will think, well, I can't possibly afford this or any number resembling that. But consider that the two most accepted professions in our society, being a lawyer or a doctor, each cost about $250,000 to become one of those. And none of those people come at it from a place of, oh, I can afford this or not. That's not what determines whether people invest $250,000 to become a doctor or a lawyer. Rather, no one is sitting on $250,000. They instead go into debt and they take on the responsibility of $250,000 so that they're able to have this guarantee at the end that they're. In your corner personally. I mentioned you're going to have a signed coach during this time. I'm going to be in your corner. So that means you'll have my personal cell phone number, we'll be texting. I'm so committed to your success, whatever it takes to get you there. Next, your spouse or business partner takes the journey for free. So if you have.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to just pause it. We're almost halfway through the offer. And I've just been taking a few notes on a few things that I wanted to say. So, Strella's yelling at our dog. Jack, get over here. Jack. I don't know if you can hear her, but it's very distracting. Jack is our Jack Russell Terrier. And when we get super, like if he's really not listening to us, we say, Jack Russell Terrier, get back here. Okay. But back to you, John. So the first thing I just want to commend you on for your offer. It doesn't surprise me that you've had the success that you've had. I love your passion, love your clarity. You obviously know what you're saying. You've practiced it. You know, you've led this event, I think you said 7 or 9 times. So it shows. A lot of people lead an event. Doesn't go the way that they had hoped it to go, and then maybe they create a new event or they give up for a little while. And I know from talking with you and knowing you over the years that you've had ups and downs, but your passion and your steadfastness and your commitment has stayed steady, and it shows in the way that you deliver the offer. So I would describe it as passionate and clarity. I also think that overall what you're saying, I think you're making a compelling case for your offer. And again, I see why people would say yes to it. A couple of small, but I think powerful, well, one thing that's big, and a couple of small tweaks that I think will make a difference so far. So one thing is, because you're so passionate and clear, and I want to say, you know, masculine, or, you know, what can be like, how do I say this? Like, without tempering it with something else, it can be overwhelming. And I know that I have that capacity as well to, you know, go into such a masculine, unstoppable place that it doesn't leave a lot of room for humanity. So I would say mixing up your passion and your intensity with vulnerability, softness, and humanity, and switching back and forth from those two energies a little bit more, and building in some humanity into your offer, I think is a good idea. And for you know, $15,000, $18,000 offer, you know, you have time to build that in. In other words, you know, I would, for a 3-day event, if that's your main offer, you know, I would give yourself an hour so that you can both share about the program and also tell stories and say things that bring you, because I've also seen you be extremely heartfelt and vulnerable and soft. And so I would switch back and forth, so you're not just one mode, like you're not just going to beast mode the entire time of your offer. Okay, so that's probably the biggest and most important piece of feedback, is switching between those two archetypes so that people get your passion and your heart back and forth. Okay. So that's one thing. There are a couple of things that I think take you and your group away from heart that you said. So you made the statement, one event is not enough. And, you know, it's just a small thing that you said, one little sentence, but, and on the one hand, there's some truth to that, but it's not the whole truth. For some people, one event is enough. And so by saying something like that, a couple things happen. One is it can feel salesy, because you obviously have an intention in saying that. But number two is it is diminishing what could be true for some of the people in the room, which is this event that they just had with you. Either one of a couple of things might be true. One is they got their fill of John Block and they're satiated. Like, they, you know, they feel like this is what I came for. This is, you know, I paid my $1,500. I'm really happy, and this is enough. And I think anytime you tell someone what is enough and what is not enough, I think you're taking on a place of too much power and too much responsibility, because they either have to resist you or they have to kind of succumb to your idea in that moment. And I don't think that that's the position that leads to the most heartfelt offer that you said that you want to make. So that's a small but really important thing. And I would try to take any statements like that out of your offer that judges people or in any way diminishes people for their truth in the moment, which might be that you know, they got a ton out of this weekend and this is what they came for. This was their divine appointment and that's good enough. So that's, or it could be that, you know, they're getting some stuff, but they're not fully resonating with you or the community, or, and they're just, you know, in this case, one weekend is enough. Okay. The second thing is I would be careful of promises and guarantees. You know, anything that you say that someone could come back later and say, you said that I was going to get 2 speaking gigs during the program. I would just be careful about that. You said something about we guarantee your success or something like that. And rather than saying that, which feels sort of general and can kind of feel salesy, I would state specifically what your guarantee is so they can make the determination for themselves whether they feel safe enough to invest. But I would just be careful of promises that can sound hypey or that you can't control and back up. So rather than saying, you know, you're going to get 2 speaking gigs per month, you could say, we're going to show you how to get 2 speaking gigs a month, or we're going to help you get 2 speaking gigs a month, or we're going to teach you. But I don't remember the exact language, but it felt a little too guaranteed for my taste. And if you're getting cancellations, it could be, and I, you know, there's a lot to, you know, cancellations and sustaining people, you know, over the course of a year, but it could be, wait, I thought I was going to get two a month, and it's been 4 months and I still haven't gotten any speaking gigs, so I'm out. So, you know, the other thing that I would avoid is I definitely liked your metaphor about doctors and attorneys or lawyers, doctors and lawyers, you said. Not everyone thinks that doctors and lawyers is sort of the end all be all. So I'll just be careful about that. And then I would also be careful about saying, that going into debt, I wouldn't necessarily mention going into debt in your offer because that can just be an immediate thud in the midst of when you don't really want a thud. And then last, you said 15,000 for the full pay. And I wouldn't say 18,000 for the pay plan. I would say 15,000 for the full pay or 997 a month for blank number of months. Because the power of the pay plan is because so many people think month to month. And so, you know, of course people can do the math for themselves, but I would highlight the beauty of the payment plan, which is the monthly as opposed to the full chunk. I would also say, whenever you mention the pay plan, is that people save money if they do the full pay. Because the ideal situation in terms of retention, in terms of having less headaches along the way, is to have people fully invested. Once people make that full decision to invest, usually it's like a done deal, and now it's like you've paid for your meal, now it's time to eat it, as opposed to people who are paying, you know, bite by bite. It's a little less final. So I would definitely mention you save 3,000 by doing a full pay. All right, so we're gonna go a little bit longer. I feel like I've given you a lot. I'm not going to promise that we're going to go through the whole thing, but I think if you implement some of the, not just the tactics, but the principles behind the tactics, I think it'll make a difference. So we'll go through at least a couple more minutes, and then I'll give you one more round of feedback. All right. Sweet. Before we do, anything you want to say, John?
No, it's just so wonderful. I'm so appreciative of this, and I'll probably a little more to share once we finish this next clip.
Okay, sweet. All right, so going back to this. All right, there's the handsome guy.
A special someone, your business partner and or your spouse, they get to go on a journey with the small caveat that doesn't include the personal one-on-one time with the additional investors, but they get to view some of the calls, the live events, and all that. Next, mentoring from our speaker venture guest experts. So I know a few of you are still struggling a little bit with the relationship with money and saying yes to all the prosperity that awaits you. That's what one of our bonuses is, a one-on-one dedicated 60-minute money breakthrough session with our dear friend Wei Hong. Is anyone here at a session with Wei Hong? Pretty amazing, right? Next, Yes. Nancy Jones, get your sizzling speaker sheet done. We talked about how you must, for both the speaking gigs, so we'll take this for tomorrow, you must have a speaker sheet done. So that will be a bonus for you as well. You get that done and done. Next is a revolutionary course for conscious authors. We have Natasha. Anyone here have a book inside of them? Well, this is how you're going to get it done. And I have another bonus that we just added. You're going to get your headshots done this week. So you met Julie. She is going to have a studio set up tomorrow where she's going to be taking headshots for anyone who joins us on the journey. That's going to be included as well. So with all these bonuses, the value is $150,000. And can I do something for you? Yes. The investment is nowhere near that much, or even the $18,000 payment plan, $15,000 copay. Here's what the investment is for you. Your investment is just, wait for it, just $12,000 copay or $15,000 if you do the payment plan. That's it. So right now you might be in one of three places. You are either a hell yes to this, when you know this is the community you resonate with, and this is the kind of mentorship that you know will take to the next level, the way Amanda was sharing earlier, the way that so many people who pass through time and time again, gone into our system, have their business skyrocket. You know this is a clear yes for you. That's one vote you can be in. The other vote you can be in is that you're a clear no, as in you don't resonate with this, or you just know this is just not the thing for you, and you're absolutely clear on that, we honor that, that's the case. The third place you can be in is that you are a clear maybe, where you think there's something here worth exploring, and you just have some questions about it that you want to explore with us. And so here's how we're going to do this. If you are either a clear yes or a clear maybe, we create something really special for you this evening. We're doing a whole system. This is a very special sacred evening that we created, where it's going to be a three-course meal, where we're going to do appetizers, an entree, and a dessert, and use this time to really connect as a community and obviously with you one-on-one. Just like how I spoke with you each one-on-one to discover speaker venture, this weekend was right for you, we'll discover whether the journey is the right fit for you as well. So you see the forms that are attached to this package. You'll see the registration form that is saying yes or maybe. Go ahead and fill that out. Or is it clear no? Fill that out as well. We do want to get these back from everyone. So go ahead and fill that out. And if you're a yes or a maybe, then you'll plan on joining us this evening. We also have the menus going around too, so you can fill that out. You'll see attached to the registration form, and you'll get to choose which of these courses that you want. This does not obligate you into anything. This is really for you. If you believe that you are being challenged in positive ways for being here, and that this is a community you can resonate and can grow with, the chances are joining membership is the right thing for you. Let me just do one more thing, though, before we complete. I want to make it as easy as possible. And you might be wondering, why does it keep dropping the price? And the honest truth is that we want to grow Speaker Venture. As you can see, this is a pretty intimate audience. And my commitment is to transform as many lives as possible. So we have to do one more thing. And because we want to get as many people onto the journey. We need the right people, frankly. And if this is you, we'll have to sit down and talk it out. And I want to do whatever I can to make it as easy as possible. So here's what I'm going to do. Your investment is just $99.77 for full pay or $9.97 per month for 12 months. If you can't make an additional $1,000 a month through working with us, then something is very, very off. But this is what the final investment is. So if you have any concerns about finances, I invite you to come speak to us. If you are in five other coaching programs and you're not sure if you can make this work and come speak to us. Why I see it, your life is so huge that anytime you have room for one more thing, you can make it work. We are your partners to make it work. We got you, whatever it takes. All right, We're going to let it go. We'll see you in the next room. And I can't wait to sit down with you individually to learn if I'm better.
Okay, sweet. So, engaging, present. I felt like your yes, no, or maybe was respectful. I like the idea of having the dinner that night so that you can talk with the yeses and the maybes. I think that's a brilliant idea. I like that you're having them write yes, no, or maybe so that, you know, they can kind of get clear for themselves. It really did feel like you were giving people permission to say no, not as a strategy, but as like, you know, as a genuine thing. So I appreciate that. So a lot's going well. I'm curious. Okay, so I also love the bonuses. I think, you know, having an immediate bonus, like being able to get their headshot the next day, I think is brilliant. I think that's, you know, really, really smart. The pricing for all the bonuses sounded really high. So you shared a few bonuses, and it seemed like the price jumped from $114,000 to $150,000. So I'm not sure how you're pricing the bonuses to get there. But the thing with, I've seen it, where people overprice their bonuses, and then it, on the one hand, it makes the actual price seem a lot smaller, which I think is a good thing. But if people in their mind are like, there's no way that a headshot is valued at, you know, $15,000 or whatever it is that you're valuing at, you can also lose trust in that process. So I would make sure that however you bonus it, like it really makes sense. And if someone at the dinner says, how are you valuing your headshots at $15,000, that you have a good explanation for that. Okay, so that's one thing. I'm curious about dropping the price basically three times, because it went from 100 and something thousand to 18,000 and 15,000, and then 15,000 and 12,000, and then 12,000 and 10,000. So not a big fan of it starts to feel like too many price drops. Like what's going on? Why is he dropping it so many times? I'm a big fan of having the comparison price, which, you know, might be 114,000, justifying that, or, you know, kind of rationalizing that by saying there are a lot of programs out there that go for 100,000 and upwards. And so this may sound like a big price tag, but it's worth it if you can make six figures and then go on to keep making six figures, or, you know, seven figures for the rest of your life. So I would justify that. I would drop it. I would give the regular price, like this is the price that they'll get on Monday if they want to sign up on Monday. And then I would drop it one more time from there, but I wouldn't drop it two more times. And I wouldn't necessarily drop it as like the last thing. I would say the last thing is like the heartfelt, you know, either the warrior call or the invitation, you know, where you get vulnerable. But I think you should like take money out of the equation for a moment and have it be about the heart, so that when people are making the decision, yes or no, they're not making it from the numbers necessarily, but they're more making it from, is this what I feel called to do? You know, is my heart in this kind of thing? Okay, so that's my recommendation for that. Because again, you said you came to me saying, how do I make this as heartfelt as possible? And I think ending with another price drop is leaving people with kind of like, oh, it's cool. But it's not like, oh my God, I got to be part of this community. You know, this is my tribe. These are my people. And this is my next step. All right. So any last feedback before we?
Yeah, I've been taking lots of notes. I'm on board with everything that you said. I definitely see that last point about how ending with that final price drop, it can create energetically the money concerns I've been trying to avoid because people are like saying yes or maybe based partly on that reason. So it just becomes like a thing that I'm predisposed to having to discuss with them. And I'm seeing how that leads to my own frustration, kind of like, what the fuck? I dropped it twice for you and I'm still having to deal with your money concerns. And right. That's why these conversations are running long at dinner times. It ends up being like a 3 hour plus dinner at times because of that too. So I see that helping a lot. A small thing was that I did the 18,000 payment plan and the 50 payment plan because I wanted to have that like five digit number to then contrast with like the 997 per month. Like that would make it come off smaller when I did the final price job. Any quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, going from 114 or 100, you know, whatever you decide the big number is, and then dropping it to, you could just say the full pay, like, you know, and for the, you know, and because of X, Y, Z reason, it's $18,000 or, you know, whatever the case may be. And in other words, this is the price that you would pay on Monday if you call in to our office. And then dropping it from there to, actually, I'm going to mute you because of the background noise. So dropping it from 18,000 to 10,000 or 12,000 or whatever the case may be, is like, all right, well, you know, there's a lot of you here and I really, really care about you. I care about this mission. I want to support you, which I think you did a really good job of explaining why you want to work with people. And so, you know, I want to give you a really special price. And then, you know, and then moving to guarantee and call to action and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you're saying you guarantee their success, you got to give some kind of guarantee. And so I would definitely put a guarantee in there. It doesn't have to be satisfaction guarantee, but I definitely recommend having a guarantee as part of your offer. Okay, buddy.
So thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let us know in the Thrive membership how it goes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Sweet. Okay. So we'll have time for one more. I'll call on Christina because you have a 3-day coming up. So I want to support that. Christina, but I can't hear you, so.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can.
Talking. Okay. Thank you so much for calling along. These calls are so valuable, and somehow they always happen to be before a 3-day of mine.
Yes.
So I know last time I had this like bawling, crying thing going on because I was so stressed out beforehand. So thank you for your support. Right now I feel stressed out. I'm not going to bawl. I'm not going to cry. But my question around the offer is this one, I feel a little bit actually less stressed around because to put it in Thrive wording, so I have a similar structure just with my own programs. But this is going to be my mastery, you know, so it's not a summit type. It's the mastery, and the people to come to mastery are the people who've been to my summit. And so I wasn't so stressed around, oh my God, I have to fill this room. And I'm totally okay with it being intimate. At the same time, I'm a bit conflicted around my offer because I have people in different situations coming. So, and I put together, so I don't know what to offer because it would either be even speaking to a person or not at all. Because I have a person who's in it for my platinum program. So they're already doing payment plan for that. I have a person too who have just upgraded to mastery. So I'm not sure I can get them committing to anything more. And then I have a person who's already paid off on all of mastery. But I'm, you know, so maybe a platinum type offer would be a good thing. But for the woman in the platinum, you know, basically all she is out of is she's out of coaching sessions. So I could offer her, you know, coaching sessions additionally. So I'm not sure what to offer when people have different needs, and I wouldn't be speaking to a lot of people either way.
Got it. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So it sounds like there's about five people and they're all kind of in different places along the path.
Yeah.
Are you coaching these people individually?
Yes, except the Platinum Lady is running out of sessions. So she's running out of ones. Other than that, yes.
Okay, so I'm never a fan of making an offer that people don't want to hear or that isn't relevant for a lot of people in the room. I do make the lifetime offer with the lifetime people in the room because, in part because I want them to remember what they signed up for. But I think it's not a great idea to make an offer that a lot of people or that, you know, a good portion of the people
isn't relevant to
because it just feels weird to be making that offer. Also, offers, you know, there's a certain amount of goodwill that you get at an event. And I think each offer, on some level, even though I believe in offers, each offer takes a little bit of that goodwill away because it can be seen as this is you trying to get something. Now, of course, we do it in the most heartfelt and passionate and service-oriented way where it's valuable just for having them be in the room. But I'm never a fan of making offers that don't need to be made that aren't necessarily relevant. So what I recommend is, since it's only five people or so, and you're already coaching them, to invite them to the next step that makes sense for them one-on-one as opposed to necessarily doing it in the room. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is the few people who are in mastery, you can invite them to an optional 15-minute offer and give the people in platinum 30 minutes to, you know, do whatever they want to do, you know, just have a longer break. So that's another, you know, making an optional offer is another possibility. But again, you know, we used to make at upper level events, we used to make two or three offers and try and, you know, squeeze as many sales out of the weekend as possible. And now we typically only make one offer, and I it just feels so much more aligned because typically there's a next step for everybody, and so we try and figure out, well, what's the next best step? Let's offer that, and let's not offer anything else. Okay.
Yeah, that is really great advice because I wasn't even thinking about the optional offer, but that could be really a good thing. So with the lady who's running out of coaching calls, maybe I'll do her in one-on-one time. I'll do the offer and I'll give, you know, her the opportunity in one-on-one time. So not even make an offer for her. And I thought about not even making an offer at the whole event, but I was like, Jesse's not going to like that. I'd have to make an offer if I do a 3-day. And there's expenses that go into this, obviously the hotel and things like that I'm still doing for them. So, and I wanted to make it feel very valuable because it is. At the same time, you know, I can make, I guess, a platinum offer for the ones who are in mastery. Is that what you're recommending? Whether they're all paid off or just have upgraded. So that would be, and then should I have a plan B for them if they're not ready to take that or?
Yeah. So I think you could make an optional platinum offer. Yeah. But the thing that you said is like, Jesse wouldn't be happy with that. I just want to say that your alignment trumps my opinion every time. So, and I'm only a fan of making offers if it makes sense to make the offer. So, if it doesn't make sense, don't make the offer. It's just not worth it. So, use the make the offer thing as a guideline, but not a rule.
Okay.
So the question to ask yourself is, when is the most ideal time and the most ideal way to, and the most classy way to enroll these people? And so it could be at the event, but it could also be one-on-one since, you know, again, there's not hundreds of them and you're already coaching them. So you can invite them into a 15-minute chat after one of the coaching calls.
Okay, that's great. And how do I make that sense of urgency then in the coaching call as opposed to, you know, this is like an at event special for you that you get, you know, for choosing and deciding here. Plus they're already in that momentum and that energy of the event where their energy is higher. Hopefully they can make the better decision for themselves as opposed to maybe, you know, in a coaching call.
Okay. So, and this will be the last one that I answer about this. I would recommend based on what you're saying now, because it feels like there's energy for you making the offer at the event, I would recommend doing an optional offer of platinum at your event. And based on everything that you're saying, it seems like that's there's energy there. That's the direction that you want to go in.
And then you can, the evening seems like a good time for offers, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Christina. All right. Let's see here. Okay. So, Holly. Holly Shaw.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello. Thanks for sending in your video. The thing that I watched a little bit of your video beforehand because you said it was longer, and so this is for a 3-day event.
So the offer, this is a webinar.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know I need to scale it down, and then it's offering my online course.
And it's offering your online course. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. So. I'll play it in just a moment. My first bit of feedback for you, because I've known you for several years now, and I know your emotional range, it felt like you were holding back. I mean, you know, because I know that you can get to like a 10 with emotional range, and it felt like in this video, I just watched the first couple of minutes, but it felt like you were containing a lot of that. You're talking about some pretty potentially emotional things and containing a good amount of your emotion. So again, I think the best offers are the ones that are genuinely passionate and emotional, and you have so much there. So it's surprising, you know, you seemed a little bit more like a newscaster or something like that, that's sort of reporting on this great offer that this woman named Holly Shaw has created for you, as opposed to like really bringing your full expression to it. So any thoughts about that so far?
That's an interesting feedback. So you're kind of interfacing with my persona, my video persona, as opposed to like my connection with the material that's coming out of my mouth. Is that what you mean?
I mean, I think you are very compelling, and I think, you know, you're very polished and put together and clear and, you know, and powerful. And there's a lot I could say about it, and I'll show everybody the video in just a moment. But what was lacking was more of who you truly are. So, through the persona. So let's watch a little bit from that vantage point. Since we're not going to have time to do the whole thing because it's 15 minutes, where would you like me to start in the offer? Like, what timestamp?
It's fine. Like anywhere. I mean, I guess I'm more concerned about when I start talking about prices.
Okay.
And what's in it? I start to feel unenthusiastic about talking about that stuff. So maybe like 5 minutes.
Okay. So I'll start 5 minutes in.
Yes.
All right.
Beliefs and help you over mindset shift and mind shift. How many of you have had problems making money as an artist or charging what you're worth? I'm seeing that a lot of you have had this problem, right? So because I know that money can be such a pain point for artists and creatives, I have included a module that's going to give you a money mindset shift in the form of an interview with Annette Riordan. She's a best-selling author of The Artful Marketer, and she is an expert in helping creatives with money. She's a professional artist herself, and that is what her genius is helping creatives and artists get clear about money and have that shift so they can actually just start making money. That'd be nice. I've also included another guest teacher. I tapped the resources of Richard Jones, creative coach, and we're going to be talking about how to rebound after rejection. Okay, rejection is one of those ubiquitous things that we all have to deal with again and again as artists and creatives. So we'll be talking about that. And then to round out my creative approach, I have also included Karen Olson, an interview with Karen Olson. She is the founder of the Elemental Empowerment Process, which is a groundbreaking new method for dealing with stress and overwhelm and just managing all kinds of misalignment. So not only have these three teachers agreed to help with this course and are they included, they've also each generously included free gifts, including free coaching sessions with each of them. So you not only get the private coaching from me, but you'll also get three private coaching sessions from three more experts that can help you to be successful. Now, this course is for you if you are really serious about your art, taking your art seriously.
Okay, so I'm going to just pause it for a second. So, Holly, so as an example of what I was talking about, so rejection. So, you know, I mean, rejection is like one of those, like, it's blazing with emotion. And I know that I've seen you connect with words, and that's one of those words that it's like, you know, I wanna feel a little bit more about rather than you sort of reporting on it. So that's kind of what I meant before by that. So if it's okay with you, I put you on the spot for a second. See, and you're welcome to say yes or no to this, but if you were to share about, let's say. And by the way, it's really cool that you're bringing three thrivers into your program. I love that. And there's so much I love about your energy. I mean, it's not to throw away anything of what you're doing. You're easy to listen to. It's clear. It's compelling. You're making a great case for it. But I just want a little bit more emotion in there. So you want to just take a moment and talk about the piece around rejection. Let's imagine that you're on the webinar right now, and let's see what you can put together for us.
Okay, sure. So I've also included a section on rejection. Now, I know that as an artist, rejection is something that comes with the game. You know, you put your stuff out there, there's going to be some people that like it and some people that don't like it. And, you know, if you get a polite applause from people, you're probably not doing anything that's very groundbreaking or new. And so, shit. and so, you know.
So, Holly, I want you to talk about how painful it can be to, and instead of, you know, talking about the groundbreaking and new, it's like, you know, imagine you just poured your heart out and you were so nervous and anxious and you get polite applause and you have that sinking feeling that, that it didn't go well, or, you know, however you would.
Okay. That's really good. So, you know how, I know how painful rejection can be and how often we have to experience this in our careers. You know, you put everything, you put months of work into something and you practice it and you sacrifice pieces of your life just so that you can put together this perfect vision of what you've created. You go out, you either are putting it, you know, on the screen or on the stage, and you get polite applause and your heart ends up in your throat, you know, and it feels like, what is the point of this? Why am I sacrificing so much for this? And I know that just having that feeling of rejection can be such a stopper for people. Some people won't even put themselves through that even once. So if you've been through it once, I just want to commend you for that. And I also want to support you through this course. We approach that subject a lot, how to manage that rejection, how to deal with it, not only deal with it, but take it and turn it into the gold that is going to make you even more committed to your work.
Okay. So awesome. Right? So much people are clapping. It's because we're feeling more of you. It's not like you did anything, but you just brought more of the emotion into the offer. And I think that that's truly what separates and makes offers much more powerful. I think people felt more seen by that. And what I would do is, rather than talking, like introducing Richard and Karen and Manette in the offer, if you're going to include them in your program, I would quote them or I would include them in the content of your presentation and then say, remember I talked about that, you know, that world-renowned expert from, from the UK, right? Which is where Richard is from. Well, he's actually offering, I'm going to be interviewing him and I'm also going to gift you with a private coaching session with Richard.
Okay.
So that's kind of like it's like the icing on the cake. So you don't have to introduce him for the first time during the offer.
Okay. Awesome.
Someone that hopefully they're already like, wow, that guy seems amazing. And then they get to meet him personally as part of the offer. It just makes it sound more valuable.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay.
Love that. Thank you.
I'm telling you, just the pure, like, you're talking about art and artists. And so I just invite you to paint outside the lines a little bit more, and actually make your offer more of an art piece, more artistic, as opposed to, kind of following the template by the T. In other words, use the template, but paint outside the lines a little bit and bring in, I can tell you're getting lit up because you're like, wow, I can do that. bring a little bit more of your experience and emotion into the template. Otherwise it gets dry and boring, which is kind of what you were saying. I'm not that into it. It's because, well, you are not that into it. As much of you into the offer.
I love it. I'm going to make my offer a piece of art.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So you want to do one more round of it?
Of what? Of?
Like go back into it for like another minute or two and just kind of see what's there.
The video?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Or do you feel complete?
I'm happy to give more help, sure.
Okay. So we'll do like another minute or two, one more round of feedback, and then we still have two more of these calls. So we'll get back into it. All right. So, and share screen.
To get your work out of your head and into the world. But in order to really make original work from scratch to finish to be successful. Now, this course is for you if you are really serious about your art, taking your art seriously, creating your work, and refining your craft. This is not for you if, you just came to the webinar to get some information, and when you're honest with yourself, you're not really that motivated or serious about your work. This course in Reclaim Your Mojo, the Creative Formula Survival Guide for the Avid Artist, is going to help you, give you all the resources to take you through the entire creative process help you in three main areas. Number one, managing your challenges when it comes to creating, showing up, getting inspired, creating new work, and finishing new work. By the end of this course, you will have an abundance of rough drafts and sketches, and you will have at least one or two finished pieces. Cool, huh? Number two, it's going to help you find a way of creatively working, a personal way of creative work. So you'll find a way to work through your process that works for you, specifically for you, and you're going to get momentum by the end of this course in doing that. It's going to take you on and on past the time that you're finished with this course. Number three, you are going to get the help and the resources and the support that you need and that you can come back to time and time again when life gets hard out in the art world. okay, one thing I've noticed is that when I have the support of a community of creatives and artists around me, I'm more likely to.
Okay, so coming back to this, it's like seeing what you just did with us live here. It feels like we only have half of you on that video. So I want you to just kind of recreate one or two, like, you know, a little section of what we just watched, but I want you to do it from a place of making it more of an art piece, and like bringing more of your own emotion and body into it. So we feel your passion and your clarity even more deeply.
Okay, let's see. So this course is for you if you are, you know, if you are ready to take your art seriously and you are serious about making new work and you're ready to start and you really want this. It's not for you if, you know, if you're honest with yourself, you don't really care about making great work, or, you know, you just kind of came here for information.
Okay. So when you're saying that, I want you to actually visualize someone who it's for, so that you're actually because I remember we did that piece where you talked about Adele. So it's like yeah. Imagine that you're talking to someone who's going to be the next Adele. Like there's yeah. someone on your webinar. Mm. And so I want you to like almost get goosebumps as you imagine that this is for you if, and like, you know, just a little bit more yeah. passion and like, this is happening. Go ahead.
Okay. This is for you if you are serious about creating great work. If you know that what you have to give and what you have to offer and what is inside of you to create is really good. If you get goosebumps just when you think about doing it, but you're for some reason keeping yourself blocked or scared, then this course is for you. Now, this course isn't for you if, when you're honest with yourself, you just came for information and you're not really that serious about making art or being a professional artist.
I love this. I love it because yeah. you see how your energy shifted between, okay, this is for you if, and it's like those people are lighting up. That's me. That's me. That's me. And then it's not for you. Your energy shifted to that energy. And it's like, okay, those people are recognizing themselves. Beautiful. And so that's, I want you to do that to every single part of your, and if you can't embody it, find a way to embody it or pull it out. Don't talk about that. I mean, I'm not telling you not to use a template, but it's like, if you can't embody it, if you're not talking to like the people who you really want to be talking to, change it or toss it.
Okay.
Take that part out because you're going to have to shorten your offer anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that really helps. Yeah. I think I just need to go through and get more specific when I'm saying things. It's not just a word salad, you know, making it meaningful every bit and then taking out whatever doesn't.
Exactly. So less words, but make each word count.
Yeah. Great. Beautiful.
Awesome. Good luck with it, Holly. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Sweet. Okay, guys. Well, we get to do this two more times. Yes, you're getting lots of praise in the chat. So make sure you read the chat. And Meg, can you post the next two dates for the speaker two warm-up calls?
Yeah, just one second. I'll get them in the chat box for everybody.
Okay. So you can look there. And while she's doing that, I just want to say I love doing these because, you know, there's so many subtleties to what makes a powerful offer and what makes an offer go flat. And so any chance I can dive deep into it, it just gets that geeky part of my brain going. And I hope yours as well, because this offer thing is an art and a science. And so you can master the science, but if you don't master the art, it can be really frustrating. Master the art, but you don't have the template and the science behind it, then that can be frustrating. So marrying the two is something that most people have a hard time doing. Some people are awesome at the template, but not as good at the art piece that we're just talking about with Holly. Other people really good at the art. You know, they're channeling these great offers, but they don't have the template backing them up. So let's find a way to bridge both of those together. Ivana posted the dates. We have Friday, April 28th at 10 a.m. Pacific time and Thursday, June 29th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. For those of you who want to stay and check in with someone, maybe practice your offer or just share any insights or gems from this call, you're welcome to do that. And you can stay on the line in just a moment. Before you jump off, I just want to say that I believe that it's coaches and holistic practitioners who are going to drastically change the world once we're experiencing greater success and have the ability to transform, you know, hundreds, if we're doing dozens, hundreds, if we're doing hundreds, thousands, if we're doing thousands, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and eventually even millions of people, especially collectively as a community. And so that only magnifies through speaking. So I'm inspired by all of you, and I know that through the groups of people that you reach, that magic can happen. So thank you for being on this call. And we're going to break you into partners in just a moment. Before we do partners, we'll just open the line up to a big whoosh for everybody. So there we go. Moving on.
How do I get
whoosh.
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 Thanks for being on this call.
Thank you.
And if you Meg's gonna put you in partners, so if you're jumping off the line, this would be the best time to jump off the line.
Okay. All right. Just one second and we'll get you broken out into groups.